Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Jesus started writing on the ground. Maybe he wrote about what they did and all the stuff that they went through. He wrote on the ground, looked up at him and say, "You, without any sin, then be the first to crush your head."
Bishop Clark says, if human nature is so corrupt, then how can any of us restore our relationship with God? The truth is, on our own, we can't.
The Bible said they dropped their stones and walked away. You know why? Because all have sinned and fallen short. But you want to get with the one who rescues you. You want to get with the one who can restore you. You want to get with the one who God delivered up for you. You want to get with the one who say they will look upon me whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to the Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a Spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark continues talking about how before we can begin to restore our relationship with God, we need to realize and understand that our relationship with Him is broken and why it is broken. Let's turn again to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, as Bishop Clark concludes the message, A Love That Restores.
So in Romans chapter 8 and verse 31, I was in Africa and I preached this. When I preached it, the African received it. I pray that America will receive the same word. Why would Africa receive this and bounce in the stadium and people here yawning and waiting on the next game and won't even get the word in your heart? But I'm here to tell you, God has something special for you. Look at verse 31. What then shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, I want you to shout and say, who? Y'all not with it yet. I said, if God is for us, let me get in the preacher voice. If God is for us, that's right. You're going to say, who? Glory to God. Let me do it again. Go up now, modulate. If God is for us. That's right. You're going to say, who? I need you to put some emphasis in. Who, right? If God is for us. That's right. Who can be against us? Clap your hands. Nobody can be against you and win if God is for you. He knows the struggle that you have inside. He understands what you're going through. He knows what you can't talk about. He knows what happened in the dark rooms. But God is for you. Who can be against you? Oh, glory to God. This is a love that's tied to your rescue. If God is for us, who can be against us? Notice how much he loves you. The scripture says it's right there. He who didn't spare. He didn't spare his own son. This is his only begotten. And I will pour upon the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they've pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. Glory to God. Zechariah never saw Jesus, but he was hoisted in a prophetic vision. And he heard God in three persons say, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Glory to God. And then they will look at me whom they pierced. Now it's Jesus talking. And then they will mourn for him as one mourns for his son. The Father is talking. Yes. Glory to God. And here again, Paul is hoisted and he says, if he didn't spare his own son for you, he gave up Jesus, the best of himself. Ooh, Jesus. Only Jesus could rescue us. And he gave him up for us. He delivered him up for all of you. And if he did that, went to those kind of measures, how shall he not with Jesus also freely give you all things? Let me prophesy. There's an all things blessing coming to your front door. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God is about to turn some things around in your mind, in your heart, in your family, in your spirit. God is about to turn it around. Late in the midnight hour, God is turning it around, and he's going to work in your faith. Woo, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? In other words, you did it, and you did it twice. But because I love you, I stand between your offense. Glory to God. Come on, woman. Who is this woman caught in the act? The Pharisees throw her before Jesus with stones about the killer and crush her head. But guess what the Bible said? Jesus started writing on the ground. Maybe he wrote about what they did and all the stuff that they went through. He wrote on the ground, looked up at him and said, "You, without any sin, then be the first to crush her head." The Bible said they dropped their stones and walked away. You know why? Because all have sinned and fallen short. But you want to get with the one who rescues you. You want to get with the one who can restore you. You want to get with the one who God delivered up for you. You want to get with the one who say, "They will look upon me whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for his own. Guess what? The only person that had no sin was Jesus himself. And he said, I'm not gonna stone you. Come on, stand up on your feet and walk with me now. I offer you relationship." Glory to God. Not religion. Not a church. Not three fast and two slow. Not 3 points in a poem. A relationship. And that's what you've been missing all your life. Partners, but not a relationship. God said, "I'm going to fix it." Do you not know that God can bust a move in your life to change your whole life? Make you throw your hair? Ah, woo! They may say you're not worth anything anymore, but God can turn things around for you. Make you throw your make you throw your own hair. Y'all better get out of grief and sorrow and let God work some stuff out, because God is about to bust a move, totally restore you to her. Kiss your past goodbye. You need to kiss your past goodbye. Yes, just kiss and say goodbye and keep moving. Let God give you the gift of goodbye to your past so God can do something special in your life. Whoever hurt you, you need to send them a check and tell them thank you. Because God is going to make me smile. And if I was still tied to your sorry behind, I wouldn't see what God was about to do. Man, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. If your heart isn't in it, why don't you tell me so? If my heart wasn't in it, I would have gone long ago. Y'all want me to get about 5 more? You know they're in the repertoire, right? You more tied to computer love than you are to me. I can preach it, man. Y'all get it. I can preach it. You like Roger Troutman. You better get with me. Notice the word, who is he who condemns? Who condemns? Nobody's condemning you. There's no condemnation. Grab the hand of the man who didn't stone you. He's the only one that should have. And he says, "I'm not going to do it." It is Christ who died for you. Furthermore, he's also risen, who is even at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you. He's praying for you. And I can hear him praying, baraking. I believe the Lord is speaking to me. I don't think we've ever discovered the depth of his love. He's not like man. He loves us beyond us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? It's right there. Can you see it? Who, verse 35, shall separate us from the love of Christ? We've heard people preach this, that what are you going to allow to separate you from his love? That's not what it says. It says, who shall separate you from his love? In other words, it's his love extended to you. It's not your love extended to him. Who can separate you from his love? Look at the word here. This is going to blow your mind when you start understanding it. Glory to God. Even religion doesn't understand it. Glory to God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall your tribulation, what you went through in the past, shall your distress, you are not alone. Shall your persecution, the way they hurt you, went after your soul. What about your famine? You don't have enough money to pay your bills and you're hurt. And you don't want to tell nobody about it. What about your nakedness? They know what you did. It's been exposed. What about your peril? You were lost at sea and no one knew it. Or your sword. In other words, somebody threatened your life. Good God from Zion. But 36, look at the word as it is written. For your sakes we were killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Look at verse 37. Yet in all these things, I want to say it again, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Then verse 38, Paul said, now I'm going to take you to a courtroom. I want you to understand you're in a courtroom now, because I am persuaded. I've looked at both sides of this deal, and I've come to understand that the defense attorney is greater than the prosecutor. The prosecutor laid up all of this stuff, but the defense attorney said, look at this, I know you got all of the evidence, but I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to take their place. I'm going to myself sit in the place of guilty, and I want you to give me the wrath that you have, but let them go free. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, no demons, no devils, no addiction, things present or things to come, things that are high or low, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Y'all need to kick religion to the curb. Because God said, I don't care what you did, I still love you. I know you did something bad, but I still love you. You hurt me to my heart, but I still love you. You left me for a long time. You haven't prayed in a year, and I still miss you. You don't even think about me, and I still come for you, because I still love you. You know better than that, but I still love you. You made your worst mistake, but I still love you. Come unto me, all you that labor the heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. You've been carrying that man's yoke. Take my yoke and put it on you. For I'm weak and lonely. I won't treat you that way. I won't drag you around. I'll set you free. I'll set you free from your past. And I'm going to give you rest in your mind. And I come against the spirit of insomnia. You don't have to drink anymore to go to sleep. God says, I'm going to give you the freedom that you need in your mind. Woo, Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Lord. God wants somebody in this room, somebody listening to me, to be set free. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands for freedom. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Glory to God. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John chapter 1, verse 14. And we beheld his glory. But in the beginning was the Word. Genesis 1 and 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And then God said, the Spirit of God was hovering over the water, and then God said, let there be light, the Word. Let there be light, and there was light. In Genesis 1 and in John 1, you see the creation and the reconstruction of the world. Glory to God. In the beginning was the Word. Get that in your soul. Well, the one who loved you was in the beginning. The one who loved you was in the beginning. Yet there's a chaotic earth. Verse 2, the earth is without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. Then God said, let there be light. In the beginning was the Word that loved you forever. He was there in the beginning. And then he became flesh. Verse 14, and he became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father. What are you trying to say? Mother Earth was screaming for a Savior. Something happened to Mother. Something happened to Mother to where God had to speak a word to say, let there be light. Because whatever God creates, he creates perfectly. But we see in Genesis 1, he created the world. But then in verse 2, it's without form, which means something happened to Mother that twisted her. Something happened to Mother that twisted her and bent her. You don't see it in the text, but it's there. I can see it clearly. And as the Spirit of God moved over it, it's the love of God to say, I'm going to fix you, Mother. Waiting on the Word to come forth, and the Word came forth, let there be light. And then there was light, and the reconstruction of her took place. This is a moment for somebody under the sound of my voice. Mother, who's twisted. God says, I know the bent side, and I'm here to fix it. Ooh, Jesus. Our mother was corrupted. It is human nature. If human nature is so corrupt, then how can any of us be restored back to hell? I believe Mother is groaning, saying, I want to be saved too. That's what's happening in the earth today. I want to be saved. The Bible says in Romans 8, same chapter, that the earth groans. That she's groaning. All of the hurricanes and all of the earthquakes and the fires that's taking place, she's groaning. She's saying, I know there's a Savior because I see his people. And he opens me up to make sure provision is there for them. He causes coins to come out of me to go to their bank accounts. He allows them to have a path. Even though hurricanes come, I don't allow their house to be blown down. She can tell redemption is in the earth, but she's saying to God, what about me? Just like mothers are under the sound of my voice, giving birth to everybody, making sure everybody's got what they need. But who is protecting Mother? I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I believe God told me he can hear your groan, Mother. He can hear the groan that's on the inside of you, and he loves you. He heard the cry of Mother by reason of your taskmaster, and he's come down to deliver you. Even Eve was used by God to pull out a family. And God is using women today to pull out the next move. That's why the devil wants you silenced. But I hear God saying, I can see your bent side and your groan, but I'm going to straighten you out. You're bent over, but I'm going to straighten you out through my love. They took advantage of you, but I love you enough to put you back together. Woo, Jesus, help me, God. And that's what God is doing now, is taking care of the bent side and the groaning of mother so he can fix the entire world. As it goes with the matrix, so does it go with the earth. When God judges a society, he doesn't look at the man to judge the society. He see how bent and warped the woman is. It is his acid test for him to say how bent it is. When a woman loses her glory, he said the society is gone. Ooh, Jesus. When she don't care about her hair anymore, and she don't care how she looks when she just steps out, and she don't care who cusses her out. Ooh, Jesus. And she'll take anything just to find a little love. God says something's wrong with the society. Yeah. Yeah. I need to finish this, but God is going to straighten some things out, mother. Mother, God is going to straighten some things out. Not only mothers who are here and women who are here, but also Mother Earth. Hallelujah. Redemption is coming to you as well. The King is not going to leave you alone. He's going to purify you with fire and start over again. Ooh, Jesus. So we need to accept the good news of the cross. Jesus came to set the captives free. Activate your faith and avoid faithless reason. I'm closing with this. Activate your faith and avoid faithless reason. There is no contradiction between reason and faith. They can work together. It is when reason tells you don't need faith that you need to push away from reason. Faith will accompany reason. It'll make sense sometimes. But when your reason becomes the dominant one, say, I don't need faith at all because I have reason. You stepped into a danger zone. All of us need Jesus. Can the church say amen? I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how much you've accomplished in life. You're going to come to the realization every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he's Lord. Put your hands together and give him the glory.
The sun hath shed its kindly light. Our harvesting is gladly o'er. Our fields have felt no killing blight. Our bins are filled with goodly store. From pestilence, fire, flood, and sword, we have been spared by thy decree. And now, with humble hearts, O Lord, we come to pay our thanks to thee. We feel that had our merits been the measure of thy gifts to us, we erring children born of sin might not now be rejoicing thus. No deed of our hath brought us grace, when thou were nigh, our sight was dull. We hid in trembling from thy face, but thou, O God, wert merciful. The mighty hand o'er all the land hath still been opened to bestow those blessings which our wants demand from heaven whence all blessings flow. Thou hast, with ever watchful eye, looked down on us with holy care, and from thy storehouse in the sky has scattered plenty everywhere. Then lift we up our songs of praise to thee, O Father good and kind. To thee we consecrate our days. Be thine the temple of each mind. With incense sweet our banks ascend. Before thy works our powers pall. Though we should strive years without end, we could not thank thee for them all. A Thanksgiving poem by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Happy Thanksgiving from Bishop Merton and Pastor Sabrina Clark and the entire Trim Nation family.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. Now for your physical copy of today's message from the Restore series, A Love That Restores, when you write or email us, use reference number 21100311. That's reference number 21100311. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
Jesus is the author and finisher, the perfecter of our faith. What does this mean? Well, before I answer that, let me just say this. God has indeed advanced to every single one of us the power to lock away our emotions and problems. We can just stuff it and forget about it. We can lock it away deeply, darkly, into a self-chosen chamber of vault. But he's so faithful. Our God is faithful. Our God is awesome. He's also released to every man, to every woman, to every single one of us, the ability to respond to his mercy and grace adequately. While the no choice may be ours, the yes choice is always God's choice. He is the author of our faith. He is the Alpha of our faith. And if he's the author, he's the only one that can be the finisher of our faith. If he's the Alpha, he's only qualified to be the Omega. It will not be finished unless he does the work. So put your confidence in the Lord.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.